Costco.
Jodeci describes themselves as four good chefs who know how to cook. Yeah, but do we want to eat it? Here's Mike Mosby with the story.
It's called kissing ass, Emmy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The bad boys of R&B say they aren't really all that bad. Really? I mean, despite a reputation that seems to increase in a negative direction with each passing year, Jodeci say they're all about keeping it real. And to them, that's all that matters. What's up, Mike Mosby here with a Radio Scope report on Jodeci.
Understand why they call us bad boys, but you know, we don't let that bother us. I mean, cause we are who we are. We're gonna stay that way. You know, we're gonna keep it real. We're gonna stay that way. You know what I'm saying?
Jodeci's claims of not understanding their bad boy rap rings a bit hollow. With their gangster looks, cussing, explicit lyrics, friendship with Death Row Posse, and guilty pleas to criminal sexual conduct and illegal weapons possession, how could they be anything but bad? But to hear the fellas tell it, their image problems are all the media's fault.
Maybe, like, getting on us when I wear clothes, and, you know, we cursing some of our lyrics or whatever, and we're supposed to be an R&B group. You know, what is an R&B group? You know what I'm saying? We look at ourselves as musicians, singers, and so we just Jodeci just do what they want to do. And so far, we like it, you know, so we don't care what the media say. The media just blow things out of proportion, and we don't let it get us down.
But the group is paying the price for their style. You see, although their albums sell, they're not nearly as big as their clean-cut R&B alter egos, Boys to Men. And they're definitely slighted when award show time rolls around.
It's like, they almost scared to have a group like us on the Grammys. You know, they nominate people that sell 300,000 albums when, you know, we sell over 2 million albums every time. But they will never nominate us at the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? No matter how good our music is, no matter how much our song sells, and that's what it's supposed to be about, how many records you sell. You know what I'm saying? Not just because you got a clean image.
Met brothers Mr. Dalvin and Devante Swing and the brothers Casey and JoJo back in 1991 when their first single, Gotta Love, off the Forever My Lady album had yet to earn them many fans. They were nice guys, still filled with the Southern hospitality their church-going mothers and fathers had raised them with. But before you knew it, Forever My Lady went triple platinum, and out came the gold chains, black leather, foul mouths, sunglasses, tattoos, and attitudes. Now, even though they've been dogged, they say don't look for them to appear anytime soon in a suit and tie and smelling nice for the cameras. And as for groups who do that,
it's called kissing ass, Emmy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ain't nothing I've seen about sexuality, because everybody know about it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing we trying to hide, and we're going to try to put on no suit and no tie and just say, you know, we ain't no sexual group because we sing about sex. We sing about making love, love making, and all of that. So, you know, we ain't trying to come out here and just jump on the bandwagon and sell a couple million albums because we got a neck tie on, you know what I'm saying? They ain't how we was raised up, you know what I'm saying? They ain't how we started, so they ain't how we going to end up. So, you know, we ain't trying to kiss no ass.
Talk to you.
Tennessee's second album, Diary of a Mad Band, went platinum without much help from Uptown Records. Now, it's been said that the label didn't work hard to promote the album. And now, with Uptown Records head Andre Harrell at Motown, Jodeci's come under MCA's wing. Now, prior to Harrell's Uptown departure, Jodeci hooked up with Death Row Records president Suge Knight.
Suge is just like, you know, he's like a big brother in the business. A lot of people fear Suge, but Suge is real smart, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, we just feel down and out. We just need advice, you know, we just call Suge. We're not signed to Death Row or nothing.
Jodeci's latest effort, the show, the after party, the hotel, once again shows off what got them there in the first place. Musical mastery. The album, which is platinum after 7 months on the charts, came together after their planned tour with Snoop Doggy Dogg didn't get off the ground because of promoter problems and Snoop's legal woes.
It was like, well, I just have fun and make an album like about touring and behind the scenes or whatever. The hotel, the show, and what we do. So we just started thinking of songs, and I think Freaking You was the first song that came about, right?
Every time I close my eyes, wake up feeling so horny. I can't get you out of my mind. Sexy, you'll be all I see. I would give anything just to make you understand me. I don't give a damn about.
Past few years have taught Jodeci a thing or two about dealing with the media. The fellas are kind of tight-lipped these days. KC won't discuss his personal life, meaning his relationship with Mary J. Blige, and the others remain equally as low-key, saying they're all partied out. After it was reported in Vibe that they dissed Boyz II Men, Jodeci changed their tune, claiming they were misquoted, and took pains to point out that they don't have a problem with with any other male singing groups. And they did a charitable event, the Life Beat Urban AIDS Show, in memory of rapper Eazy-E, where the proceeds were donated to AIDS education. So, is there a change on the horizon for Jodeci? Well, you heard what the fellas said earlier. In the meantime, their next single is Get On Up, and they're exploring a possible move into film and television. With a Radio Scope report on Jodeci, I'm Mike Mosby.
Everybody dress somebody, turns my stuff into a party. Sounds like the ladies, ladies going to show man. There's no need to be afraid. Friday night, let's all get laid. Positive is the attitude, negative is not the mood. No, no.
Mentioned, Jodeci's parents are deeply religious people, and their upbringing was extremely strict. As a matter of fact, Devontae Swing ran away from home when he was 16. He went to Minneapolis and managed to talk his way into a low-level job at Prince's Paisley Park Records.